In our servitude, our God has not abandoned us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
St. Vincent de Paul, as I began this Mass, remember, he's a very, very holy man who gave his life in service to everyone who was around him. He founded the Congregation of the Sisters of Charity. He created institutes for reformation of the clergy, the priests. And one of the things that he preached very vehemently, very strongly to those who followed him was one thing, which is the very core of what it means to be a diocesan priest, like me, which is don't ever be afraid to be interrupted. Don't be afraid to be interrupted by those who need to see God. The life of a priest is a life of total interruption. I go from one moment of trying to be in intense, like, silent prayer before God, and the next moment I get a phone call that I have to go run to a hospital, just like I did a couple days ago, and to be able to bring healing through the sacraments in the life of young Carolyn Baca, who just passed away today. At one moment, I could be moving from the sorrows of this situation to the next moment, going to share in the joy of bringing a new life into life in Christ through baptism. And at every moment, I can't linger too long in any one of these places because God needs to be involved in everybody's life, no matter where it is that they find themselves. And so it's not the same, it's not just that way for a priest, but for each one of us. Because what does God call to us, which is echoed here in the very same preface that we do all the time for Sundays? It says, you are a chosen race, a holy people, a nation of priests. Well, each one of us in our baptism is called to be a priest in the same way. So each of us is called to be open, to be interrupted by those who are in need all around us at every moment. We can't be so locked in what we think we need to be doing at this moment to say, well, what I'm doing right now is I'm praying my rosary. So I can't be bothered by this person who's knocking at my door who may need some help. I'm in the midst of whatever it is that I'm doing, so I should just stay where it is where I am, and then later on I'll get to their needs. Even here in our assisted living facility, we can't act that way. God calls us to be generous to the needs of our neighbor, to be attentive to the things that they need in the moment, especially if it's a legitimate need. St. Vincent de Paul preached this very well. He said the exact same thing. Counseling his own members of his congregations, he said, look, even if you're in the midst of prayer, the prayer of the divine office, which everyone had to pray, even if you're in the midst of that, don't fear leaving that, saying, well, I have to attend to what is God's first, and then I can go attend to my brother's needs. He says, no, God is in the beggar at the door. God is in the interruption that is piercing into my life. I need to attend to that person there first, because that is the Holy Spirit drawing me from the prayer which I'm doing into the action of prayer, which is fulfilled in serving my neighbor. And then afterwards to return back with great joy and recollection, knowing that I have fulfilled what it is that I was praying about. So don't worry if somebody comes in and you're praying your Mysteries of the Rosary. Don't fear if you're in the midst of reading your scriptural things or going about doing something that you think is absolutely necessary. If there's somebody who needs you at the door, it's a great act of love just to put that thing down and attend to God who is there waiting in that person. Isn't that what Jesus did? Isn't it the same thing that our Lord did in his life? He calls us to do the same here. And it's no different whether we're a priest, whether we're a lay woman or a lay man, whether it is that we have a busy work as a secretary or anything else, or whether we have relative leisure here within our community in this assisted living facility. God calls us to the same. The Holy Spirit is always beckoning us to serve our neighbors. As we enter into this Mass, ask our Lord for that generosity. He'll give it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.